Hal Wilner, music producer, died on April 7th, aged 64.
Never mind that he was too young ever to have seen anything like it. He'd never heard anything like it either. The fans shrieking, the popping flashbulbs, the mics swimming with feedback. More than 50 years later, he told a reporter that hardly a fortnight went by without him recalling that Beatles gig in Philadelphia's Convention Hall in 1964. Well, shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Come on, come on, come on now. For the 8-year-old nerd who'd been offered a ticket to the concert by a customer in his father's deli, shaking it up was not just an affirmation of life. It became a talisman against dying. Death played a big part in the making of Hal Wilner. His father, Carl, who was born in Poland in 1923 and is still alive, survived 2 ghettos, 4 labour camps and 3 death camps, Auschwitz, Buchenwald and Dachau. An SS guard tattooed the number on his arm. After the war, Carl and his younger brother, Kyle, emigrated to America. Carl had just $2 in his pocket. The brothers went on to open Jaime's Delicatessen, named after their father, in Philadelphia. That 80 other members of the Wilner family did not make it became a fixture in the carousel of family memories. It explained everything, Hal later said. He retreated into records, drawing cartoons, locking himself in his room and talking to himself.